John was one of the boys that he was rather, and Rick the same way, but John more than Rick was hanging around with Dad. It was okay. Rick was a little older, and of course, hanging around with Dad was not a cool thing to do. At that time, I was working. I remember working at a consulting job with Don Products, and my partner was there, and I was trying to make some drawings or calculations, and John wandered in like he normally does and hangs around. And I tell him, well, you know, I can't hold you right now, John, but so I just picked him up and told him, you know, I can't hold you right now. I got to just do some calculations. But John was usually pretty loving kid, and he wanted to be with Dad or around Dad. Maybe he was just that age, I don't know. But that's sort of the way he was, and the way then he developed after that was that he became very opinionated, and sort of like his dad in the case that, you know, I know this, I don't have to do that, and so forth. So, and John learned a lot, I think, from his growing up years, and from other kids. He was more into the social, in other words, being with other kids rather than being a loner. He got into a lot of mischief and got into a lot of things that were in over his head. And he went to Lake Ridge and started to, they dropped the lacrosse team and he got the group together and played lacrosse anyhow. And I guess the school didn't like it very much, but they played lacrosse, and Rick played lacrosse too. He was, but that time they had a pretty good team. And Rick played soccer, and John too. It's one of those things where I did a little bit more with Rick than at Lake Ridge than I did with John, but not always. So I don't know if that helps or not answering Wendy's questions. He liked animals, and I had animals around at that time. But yeah, he was more of a planner thinker than his dad or Rick were trying to jump in and work at it directly.